Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
I wanted to talk about down here, right after Hurricane Ian, and it really has wreaked havoc. I'm not a big person for saying, you know, poor insurance companies, but it's really destroyed the insurance industry down here. And
they knew what they were getting into.
When the couple of hurricanes ago, that's what we can say down here on the tip of Florida, I became aware from my next door neighbor that insurance companies were denying claims for roofs. And roofing is a massive endeavor down here in Southwest Florida. And so I...
How can they deny... Sorry to interrupt. How can they deny a claim for a roof?
They can, simply for a variety of reasons. Say it's not, the structure is not damaged, blah, blah, blah. Way back when, this is my old house, my neighbor, who was an attorney, said, you know, the company we used fought this, and they went to the attorneys of the insurance companies, and they did battle, and they have an in-house, the roofing company, an in-house insurance company. And they'll get you covered like they did with me, and you'll get a roof that is completely covered by insurance. I bring that up because that's not always the case. And the cost of putting a new roof on your house down here has gone up, I want to say 40, 60, 3 to maybe 4 times.
Wow.
It's stunning how much it's gone up. And I thought about all the products down here that you see. And the ads that you see locally down here, Rob, most often are roofing companies and window companies.
Yeah.
Hurricane windows, Storm Smart, all these places. And it made me
Does the window ads, do they increase after a weather event?
Oh, yeah. Because,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I'm always thinking, as I'm looking at my, I think this house was built in 2006, and I'm looking outside, and, you know, those windows. And I looked and I said, in days of old, when a house was built, and in this particular house, you're talking about block construction.
Yeah.
This is cinder block walls with, you know, aluminum, steel windows popped in, and I'm looking at them like
rows of houses that are identical on your street.
Identical.
Boom, 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 boom.
And when I think of the roofs, which in my part of the world, most of them are tile down here. There are a lot of single roofs, but most of them are tile. And it got me to thinking, in a really normal situation, if you were like the prairie man and you were out there in the forest building your own
Charles Ingalls,
building your own house, when do you think you would repair or replace the roof? What do you think your criteria would be?
When it no longer protects you from the elements. If it's leaking, the sun is coming through it.
Right?
Yeah.
And I just was sitting there. I'm out in the backyard, and I'm looking at the windows, and I'm thinking, well, no water coming in. And I'm thinking up there. But down here, man, you see what appear to be perfectly good roofs all the time. Now listen. You could get an industry spokesperson to come on this show and probably talk to me blue in the face to say you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
Johnny Roof.
That if you let it go, it'll end up being a bigger problem. What, you'll have to replace a piece of drywall on your ceiling? That's what the... Do you get what I'm saying with this?
Wonder... They instill urgency in you that doesn't need to be there.
Which is also what other companies do that.
I applaud them for doing it because it's smart business.
Right.
But we look stupid if we buy into it. The whole fact that a roof doing his job as a roof is something that people really need to consider. It's valid. If a window's not broken, if it's keeping people out, if you can lock it, it's still a good window. It's doing its job.
Yeah. I wonder about that. And, you know... I have, before I got out of it, the old 1903 home up in Maine.
Yes.
Had the original windows and probably in most of the spots has the array. Are they in S shape? Of course they are.
Yeah.
Long overdue. But I'm telling you, these were, this is a house that was built, you know,
120 years ago.
120 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm down here and it's like they come down here, they're retired, a lot of people, and the fear, but I'm just saying, does anybody anymore really think enough about, do you really need it? And I guarantee you nobody's asking that question down
no,
here.
No, you know what? I get a lot of knocks on my door from a guy who appears to be about 19, Slicky Boy, and he says, hey, we were just out inspecting the roofs in your neighborhood and thought we'd drop by.
Right.
Your neighbor over there asked us to come out. You want us to get up on your roof and take a look? I said, yeah. What do you want me to do? Just write you a check? Because I know it's not going to be okay. You're going to find something.
Now, when you said that, when you say you know it's not going to be okay, you have been, you have a townhouse with a shingle roof, correct?
I do. Indeed.
And the amount of weather activity, the house was built when, do you think? Do you know when your house was built?
I think 2006.
2006, right around the same time this one was built.
Mm-hmm.
And to the best of your knowledge, it has never been through a tornado, right?
No. Of course,
it
not.
Has been through probably storms. Of course, every
snow.
Home.
We've
so
had
when
some
you
big snows.
When you say it's probably a, do you know that for sure?
We have had actually one repair after
okay.
a tremendous
was it because
thunderstorm.
There was a leak?
No, it was because I saw shingles missing when I looked at the roof from. And
there you
I,
go.
And I said that can't be good.
You need it.
You need it. And you,
you
know
a
what?
Shingle replaced.
It wasn't a whole roof.
Right.
It was 10 shingles.
I look down here on a regular basis, and I see roofs being ripped off the top of houses, and I see, you know what I see under it? Pristine, unmarked, brand new plywood.
Yep.
That's what I see.
Dry as a bone.
Dry as a bone. Now, is that always the case? Of course not.
No.
Are there exceptions? There are multiple. Are there legitimate roofing companies that come out and do an inspection and say, yeah, but it falls into need, all this stuff with need. Is there anything on your mind that you think, and I'm not talking about frivolous, fun stuff that,
oh, I know
really,
one.
Do you really need that watch? Because we don't need, or do you really need that car? I'm talking about
I know
something
one.
That you, that's pitched like you. This is essential to your living.
Is they'll come to you when you're having anything done to your car, and they'll say, wow, how long since you've changed your cabin filter?
Okay.
And I'm like, and I'll right. say, I don't believe I've ever changed my cabin filter. He says,
right.
Do you know that's essential for purifying the air that comes into your car? And
right.
I said, so if it wasn't doing his job, I would, what, smell things and, mm-hmm. and get out of my car lightheaded? My car cabin filter is fine.
It's interesting you say that.
Why?
I requested it.
But did you need it? If you needed it.
Well, if you consider firing up my wife's car, smelled like perhaps the corpse of Bela Lugosi was in the engine compartment.
Okay,
then,
so
perhaps,
you needed
you know,
it. But I'm talking about a car
yeah,
that
I get
I,
it.
I purchased
no, I totally
15
get it.
Months ago.
Yes.
And it smelled. I
need.
Had Robert's girlfriend, Blakeland, got in my car the last time mm-hmm. she was here. She says, God, this thing still smells brand new. I said, exactly.
Right.
And because, you know, I don't eat it and don't do anything that's going to take that smell. But
right.
still, it's got to be on that. And it always comes from, you know, since you're in here, Mr. Spiewak, we're going to give you our courtesy 40-point quality check.
Sure.
And okay, so you need the cabin filter? And that's one. There's a dozen little
cars
things.
Cars are absolutely that realm.
And they work on
do you
fear.
Need this?
They work on
right.
fear because most people, myself included, don't know if, you know, what's the deal with brake fluid? If they say you need to change your brake fluid, change
now,
it.
Now, Rob, you're moving from the land of, I got
but
you
I'm,
with air, but brake fluid, perhaps
but,
an essential tool to your safety.
But here's
Mr.
the deal.
Roll the car.
Mike, the fact that I don't know about brake fluid has nothing to do with the fact that I blacked out and rolled a car. They are separate incidences. But
we'll go with that.
Carrie had the Kia in last weekend, and they called and they had a list of things that needed to be done.
Yeah.
And they were all marked. You could get a green check, and that's good. And you can get a yellow mark, and that's, we better look at it. And then you can get a red X. So we had the red X's repaired, and then one of the yellow things was new brakes. You need new brakes.
Yep.
And I called Justin at the dealership. Hey, Mr. Spade. He knows me because we go there all the time because I'm rolling cars. And he said, about the brakes, he said, yeah, they're showing signs of wear. I said, are they unsafe? He said, no. I said, when were they going to be unsafe? He says, maybe 30, 40,000 more miles on them, but you got to think about it. But I would have, without consideration, just said, I've got a yellow mark by my brakes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So he's not lying. He's not lying that they're showing wear, but they have that subtle way of saying you need it when, in fact, I'll need it in about a year and a half.
How many miles on your car?
The Kia has 126, I think.
Is that the car that needs the brakes?
Yeah, but it's the second time for brakes.
Second time for brakes.
Yeah.
That's 120?
Yeah, I think.
60,000? That's not bad.
Yeah, and the Kia has been a wonderful car. It really, really has, and we've put it through hell.
Let me give you one last example, because we
got a break. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. This is the one, and most people, in fairness, I believe most people say nay to this.
Nar? But
this will crack you up. I take my kid to our favorite sporting goods store, because I like to say the name, Dick's. So we go into Dick's, he needs a new bat. His bat's too small. Played Little League 3-4 years ago.
Like a fruit bat or something like
bat,
that.
Bat, like a baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Needs a baseball bat. Wants his own baseball bat. Phenomenally expensive, to be perfectly honest with you. We're at the counter. Paying
wood
for the bat.
Wood or aluminum?
Oh, aluminum. Aluminum.
Oh, okay.
And we're at the counter, and just about to check out, she goes, do you want the $20 protection plan?
On a baseball bat.
On an aluminum bat. So, do you need it? Do you really? Yeah. Well, you never know. If your son goes out and goes to an historical site, we were just talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. If he goes to Fort McHenry and stands in front of a cannon and they fire it, that might bend that thing right in half, and then covered.
They always counter with this. It's covered under any incident.
Yeah.
Anything.
She didn't say that, thank God.
Aluminum bat. What?
You know what I said when she said that?
What?
I looked her dead, the young girl with the nose piercing, I looked her dead in the eye and I said, really? She just moved on. Just moved on to the transaction. So
would
think about what you really need.
Would you like a coverage plan for this bat? I don't know about that.
TMOS Classic.
With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up!
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.
Hi, Tony, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Good. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, it's okay. I have no problem with that. I get paid by the hour. Well, the reason for my call today, sir...
I'm going to tape this call. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, the reason for my call today, sir, was to invite you and your family out on a beautiful 4-day, 3-night getaway sometime within the next 12 months. I'm sure you guys plan on taking a vacation between now and then, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I love to vacation all the time. Wait a second.
Okay.
Branson, Missouri. What do they have there?
It's known as the live entertainment capital of the world. We have over 150 live shows, anywhere from like the acrobats of China to stand-up comedy, music impersonators.
What about Andy Williams?
Andy Williams? Yep, the Andy Williams show is down here.
Is he alive?
Yeah. You would have to call and see when his dates are. I know that he does come down.
The dates that he's alive? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know that they do play the Andy Williams shows. I mean, I don't know.
I see. How about the Chinese acrobats? Do they ever play with the Andy Williams show?
I don't know. All right. I honestly don't know that, sir.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Tell me about Hilton Head.
Hilton Head? All right. You'd be staying in our beautiful Players Club Hotel. You're located 2 blocks off of Caligany Beach. It's about a 10-minute walk. You could have your own private walkway to and from the beach.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work out because I don't have the use of my legs.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. They are completely handicap accessible. We could set you up in a handicap room.
Okay, I can walk on my hands, but it takes a long time.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Especially if the pavement is hot, it burns the palms of my hands. I have some nice walking gloves, but I've sent them off to be cleaned.
The repair?
Cleaned. Literally?
Yes, sir.
Not figuratively?
Well, you've got a little bit of a walkway.
It's a checkerboard of lies.
Yeah, you don't come directly out of the door and out your own stand. No, you have a little bit of a walkway there.
For me, it would be more of a handway.
And all that you'd have to go past.
Does the sand get hot?
Yeah, well, I'm probably pretty sure it does. It's sitting out in the sun all day.
Yeah, I'll need to bring my gloves. I see. Who is Ormond Beach named for?
I honestly don't know that question. I'm located here in Springfield, Missouri. We have 3 different call centers here.
Oh, my God. I would love to go to Springfield, Missouri. Is that an option?
Well, you could visit it while you're in Branson. It's only 48 miles north of Branson.
That's a long walk, especially on your hands. Do I get a rental car?
You can.
Yes. My wife would do the driving. She's deaf, but I think she's... Is it called the Andy Williams Airport?
I don't know if it's the Andy Williams Airport or not, sir. I know it's the Branson Regional Airport.
All right, now here's my question for you. And what was your name again?
Tony Harris.
Tony Harris, listen to me. What's your hustle? How can you give me this free vacation?
No, I never said it was free, sir. We're running live promotional offers.
Oh, I was under the impression it was free.
We want to bring people out, give them a nice discounted vacation, give them some money to eat on or for entertainment.
Well, I would love to have some money to eat on. Puerto where?
What's that?
What was the first place?
Puerto Vallarta.
I see. Do you have anything in Korea?
No, sir.
You might want to double check, because I'd love to go to Korea.
Yeah, let me find the sheet here.
Hey, what's that noise?
Sure, there's nothing in Korea.
What's that noise going on?
Somebody just decided to take a vacation with us, so we appraise them for it.
Wow, really?
I'm in a call center.
So if I take a vacation with you guys, they'll cheer? Hey, how about this? Just for fun, tell them I bought one and see if they cheer. It'll be our little trick.
Oh, tell them you bought one?
Yeah. Say, I just closed a sale.
I don't end up saying it. My floor manager will end up getting on the call before it's all said and done, and he ends up taking all the information and all that. Then he says that I got a sale.
So what's he like? Is he crafty? Does he get around?
Yeah, he can come up with some pretty good ways to make you want to come out here.
Hey, Tony, the 4 days and three nights, are they in a row?
Yes, they're all, yeah. We're not going to expect you to come down for one day and go back home and then come back down the next day.
Is Twitty City in Branson?
Yep.
Conway Twitty is dead, you know.
Conway Twitty?
Yes.
My dad actually helped build the theater that he played at, and he also helped build the Ripley's Believe It or Not Theater down here.
My dad took me to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, and all the people thought I was an exhibit. Well, I'm seeing right here, do you have CNN where you are?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'm seeing the crawl right now. It says Andy Williams has just passed away. So I don't think I want to go to Branson. I tell you what, I think I'm going to pass.
All right, well.
Do you have any free gifts for talking to you?
We do not.
A water bottle or a handbag?
I honestly couldn't authorize any of that, and I don't think we do it, sir.
How about an ink pen? Are you writing with a pen right now?
No, I fill everything out on a computer.
What kind of computer?
It is a Hans G.
Oh, could I have that?
Yeah, if you want to come up here and get it, I'm sure they'll give you one.
All right, what time is good for you?
Well, it's 4:37 here. What time can you make it from Virginia?
Well, for one thing, it's 4:33 there.
Okay, well, the computer says 4:37.
Well, that computer's
off.
A piece of crap. I don't want it if it's got the time wrong.
Have a good day, sir.
Tony, before you go,
yeah.
Please remember the family of Andy Williams in this most difficult time.
I will do so, sir.
Bye.
You have a good night and God bless.
And you too.
TMOS Classic.
Hey, look, it's the Kraken. He's old.
Yeah, you know, it's you try to be as youthful as you possibly can. When I said there are a lot of bad behaviors in the news today, we start with Will Smith and Jada. They are shutting down their charitable foundation, partly because donations have gone way down since the Oscar slap in 2022. This is a direct impact on how people feel about the star.
Yeah.
In 2021, the foundation took in $2.1 million. The following year, it was down to $365,000 and change. That's an 83% drop. A so-called source, you never know about that, claims that
Chris Rock
and Will and Jada were winding the foundation down anyway.
I don't know about that.
And wanted to concentrate on personal charitable donations instead. Now, records show that in recent years, the foundation gave thousands to shady mental health organizations and spent funds on office equipment, computers, and, quote, bank overdrawn fees. So I don't know whether that's
weird.
Hinky,
and you know what?
You know?
I know there are the celebrities, the top-tier celebrities that sometimes do volunteer work and charity work, and they don't want credit for it. You don't hear about it.
Yeah.
But that, not hearing about Will and Jada's work, sounds to me like they're keeping it under the radar on purpose
if his people are going out and buying equipment for the people that are doing his career management as opposed to the charitable foundation, that might be an investigation. But I want to reiterate that this goes back to not just the bad behavior at the Oscars, but perhaps one of the most out of touch, we live in a celebrity bubble moments that has ever happened.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he had an opportunity at the Oscars, then he had an opportunity after the Oscars, then he had an opportunity months after, and they blew it because they are so used to having smoke blown up their ass that they didn't process it or do it correctly. That's the way they rolled.
I've stopped donating.
Well, you never like to give to shady mental health organizations.
Well, I was also, but he was paying for my bank overdraft, so it all came back.
Now, more bad behavior. The investigation into Sean Diddy Combs has put a spotlight on a few other celebrities, including Prince Harry. Now, nobody's accusing him of anything, but his name came up in the $30 million lawsuit filed against Diddy by music producer Rodney Jones. Jones is accusing Diddy of sexual abuse, and in court papers, he talked about Diddy's alleged trafficking parties. That's weird, man.
Odd.
And his access to famous and important people, including Harry. Now, Cuba Gooding Jr. doesn't get off quite as easy. An amended version of Rodney's lawsuit filed on Monday accuses Cuba of sexual assault. And it is Cuba, right? Not Cuba.
I think it is Cuba, yeah. Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Jones says that Cuba, quote, began touching, groping, and fondling his legs, his upper inner thighs near his groin, and the small of his back near his buttocks, and his shoulders. This happened last June on a yacht.
So Cuba was, forgive me, but Cuba was fondling a guy?
Yeah. And
wow.
On a yacht that was rented by Diddy.
How about that?
I don't know about that. a couple more updates on the story. Diddy's alleged drug and gun mule was arrested by the feds, and Diddy sold all his shares in Revolt TV. Do you know anything about that? About
no.
Revolt TV?
I've never even heard of that. I guess it's a streamer?
I don't know how it's relevant. It doesn't say in the story what the deal is. So,
do you have any details on my favorite aspect of the story?
What's that?
King!
Yes, the son.
Yes,
King. I don't take these cuffs off me. Why are you going through my dad's papers?
Hey, King, do you know anything about Revolt TV?
All I know is my dad is not guilty. Not guilty of anything. You want to ask me who I am?
Who are you?
I'm Diddy's son, King. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Oh, a show for one.
You know, as a matter of fact, when they kicked the... I hope not. I hope there's still
no,
Larry.
No, I think there's a lot of people.
I hope there are Larry fans out there. When they kicked the door in, the FBI came in. I believe that King was the first one to see them.
Yeah.
And he said to him, why are you doing this? Don't do this.
And then when they said what was going on, he said, whoa.
Whoa. Raise your hand if you knew it was Quirky Country Song Titles Day.
No, I thought
anyone?
That
Ferris?
Fell.
Anyone?
I thought that fell in June.
No, you didn't.
I don't know anything about it.
No one knew. mark it on your calendars. This might be the most important day all year. I'll tell you what it is. It's the most important story to put in here because I love it.
Okay.
It's a day that we can finally celebrate great titles. Titles like Dirty Old Egg-Sucking Dog by Johnny Cash. Or Sick 'em,
I know that song.
Or Sick 'em on a Chicken by the Zac Brown Band.
Okay, that's
more
modern.
I got five of them for you. Here are some more quirky titles. Let me see. Okay, I'll go from one to five because that's the order it should be in. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. That's Roger Miller.
Yeah,
that's
a long time ago. I know that one, yeah.
My head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus by Jimmy Buffett. Did you ever hear that title?
No, I never have, but then I'm not a big Buffett guy.
This is one by Alan Jackson. It should have won a Pulitzer. I still like baloney. That's Alan Jackson. Tim McGraw, wonderful actor, great country artist. Do you want fries with that? Never
Smart.
Heard that one. I'd like to hear all these songs. And finally, at number five, last but not least, You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly by Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty.
I think I've heard that one. Mike, I'm surprised one did not make the top five by one of my favorite artists, Ray Stevens.
Yes.
And I actually had to bring it up so I got it right. Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick-dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting green and purple pills.
It's, you know, Ray Stevens.
Still alive.
Still probably working in Branson. Would I be accurate with that?
I would think so. That's a great guess.
Never a fan.
Really?
Never
Not even Guitarzan?
No. Never
Ahab
liked the...
Ahab the Arab?
No. Never liked the overdone country accent. It just was too cartoonish to
me.
Didn't care for
I do.
Don't Roger Miller, though, big fan. Huge fan.
Great
of that.
Guitarist, Roger Miller. Yeah.
I get why we say this about our dog or cat, but an inanimate object, not so much. 51% of Americans say they think their car is a part of the family.
What?
Look, you know that back in the day, when you rolled in your Caprice Classics, you had an emotional attachment to that automobile.
I loved that car, but I would never call it a part of the family.
The poll found 53% of us would hang on to our current car forever if that was an option. Do you feel that way about your Subaru?
I love my Subaru. I adore it. There's only one car I've ever owned that I wish I could have preserved, and that was my Tahoe. I loved that Tahoe.
So you had a relationship with that. You would have kept it if it was running and in good shape.
Because I had the option to repair it, and we let it go. I mean, I don't think it was that important. It was my favorite, but I wouldn't call it a family member.
Well, the number one reason for this is not emotional. It's financial. That's why people would hang out. So if this says it's good enough for me, I think this is legit when they say it like that, because you would agree that it's probably 50-50 in the United States, car people and non-car people, people that think of it as reliable transportation, and people that are car people, that like me and Oscar, you know, that dig it all the time.
As long as I know that I can go down there and turn the key or press the button and it gets me where I got to go,
you're happy about that.
I'm happy about it.
80% of us are trying to keep our current car going as long as possible. I get that. We're probably going to do that with one of our cars, but I am a car person. I don't want. There's not a day that goes by where I am not looking, lusting after other cars that are out there. But most people don't want to spend money on a new one. Here are five more reasons we don't want to replace it. Reliability, fairly reliable. And if you like a car, I inherited my wife's car, and I think it's amazingly reliable. I really do. Outside of tires, I haven't had issues with that car, and I'm thrilled with that.
It's 58%. It's the Barbie Corvette, isn't it?
It's the Barbie Corvette, and I, you know, how can you get away from the color?
It's really, it makes your eyes sing.
It gets me noticed, you know?
That's what you want?
Gas mileage at 45%. 45% of people want to hold on to it because of gas mileage. That makes sense. I love
this
list.
It does.
Number three, there's just no way I could afford a new car right now with inflation and car prices. Brand new cars. I don't know how anybody can deal with it right now.
No.
Unless you're, you know, in the 1%. Number four, fond memories. There's the emotional factor.
Yeah.
Like a road trip or family vacation, only 24%
said. Or flipping it on the dullest toll road. Ah, these are
You fun. No longer have that car, Rob. You totaled it.
I know, and that actually is the only reason I was able to afford a new car, because it was new and insured. So.
And number five, you just have an emotional attachment to your car. That's 22% of people. That said, most of us wouldn't go with the same car if we had to buy right now. Only a third say they buy the same make and model. Yeah, if you can afford to buy a new car, I think people like the new stuff. I change every day. I'm thinking about August every day. August is when my wife's lease is up. And I have not really plunged into the process, but man, oh man, I saw one yesterday. It's an electric car. It's the iX. Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
So you have no interest in replacing what you're currently driving with a newer model of the same car?
Hell no. No, I want to, let's be honest, Rob. I got probably fewer years on this planet, even with your liver situation, than you do.
Oh,
I'm looking like, how many more chances am I going to get to really enjoy a ride, right? To get out there and really dig it. That's the way I probably.
Do you really think you want an electric car, though? I think that it would not suit you.
I'll tell you what I love about the incarnation of a lot of these electric cars. I love the horsepower. And I love the idea of not getting into an altercation with an 85-year-old dipstick at a gas station that has an 8-mile-long line. I've had it with that. And the bottom line financially about not going in and filling up. But horsepower, not needing gas, more reliable, nice little range, and super cool to look at inside.
And quiet in case you need to sneak up on somebody.
But insanely expensive brand new. So what I'm doing now is every night before I go to bed in my underwear, I do what I call the depreciation dance. Go down in prices, go down in prices. Finally today, the online gambling site BetUS is looking to hire, well, let me see if he's back in yet. Mac, are you back in the studio yet?
I am.
Mac.
Yes.
BetUS is looking for a wiener connoisseur.
Sign me up.
They want to
look out.
They want you to visit all 30 major league ballparks and check out the wieners at each one. You'll get to taste test dozens of hot dogs, but they don't really care how good they are. They just want you to measure each wiener to see which major league club has the biggest and the smallest. You know, Rob, listen, as a foodie.
Yeah.
Don't you think it really shouldn't be that criteria?
It should be flavor and preparation.
100%.
I know for a fact, though, when you're talking size, though, that the Dodger dog was modeled after Tommy Lasorda.
Who was a known swordsman. once you get your hand on one, you'll need to measure the length diameter or girth, and also how heavy it is.
Yes.
It's not a full-time gig, Mac, but they also don't expect you to handle all these wieners for free. They buy the game tickets, travel is covered, and you get $2,500. They'll also toss in a $500 gift card for MLBShop.com. It probably should go to a baseball fan.
You can buy a hat.
Oh, you also, Mac, you get a subscription to MLB TV. Isn't that cool?
Fantastic.
You can also...
I will watch that all the time.
You apply on their website between now and April 18th. Just enter your name and email, then write a short pitch for why you're the most qualified person to... measure wieners. You remember when I auditioned to be the Red Sox spring training announcer?
Yeah, of course.
I took my kid to two spring training games, and I would love to take you back to that stadium, Rob, simply for you to hear, as someone who has worked PA multiple times in his career, to hear what I think is probably the most atrocious PA system. When you're behind home plate, and you hear that guy who has the voice like this.
Yeah.
The Red Sox would. And I go back there, and this is exactly how it sounds. All right?
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Okay.
The Red Sox family would like to make sure that you don't get down.
We'd like to take a Now here's Rafi Devers.
Horrifying. Horrifying. And I can... The worst PA I've heard is at the Richmond Squirrels,
a minor league ballpark, which essentially is the Red Sox spring training ballpark.
Right, and they're rebuilding, so I hope they up the quality of the PA, but they have a lady announcer, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But she did this thing where she asked everyone to stand up, and I heard it wrong, and what she wanted to do was... Everyone sit down except people that have had active military service.
Did you stay standing?
And I remained standing. And Carrie said, it's not funny. I said, why did you sit down? We're supposed to stand. No, and just, and then I'm standing up there. There's literally a guy with his shirt safety pinned to his, because he's lost an arm in the military.
Oh, dear.
It's like five rows in front of me.
And there you are, stolen valor in the middle of the stadium.
I have to apologize to all those who walked before me.
Because
it was,
Rob's
it was it was bad PA. That's absolutely all it is.
TMOS Classic.
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
Oh, I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Power 95 with the Maze getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, new shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can, because they're crazy about a sharp-dressed man. ZZ Top and High Class from Power 95. Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Maze Patrol lines open, 381-1420. Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. May's at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc, plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95. Power 95 KPR. Tigers taking on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action, while the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael. Power 95, May's on a roll at 5:37. I knew very early in life I was different when my parents told me I was born at night, carrying a microphone and wearing sunglasses, ready to party. Corey Hart off the power lines from KPR.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.